In a culture that calls evil good and good evil, how do you stand your ground without becoming bitter yourself? Discover why every public battle starts as a spiritual battle and how God's strength, not yours, equips you to face the darkness. Learn what it means to put on the full armor of God, love your enemies, and overcome evil with good in Washington State and beyond. Stay with me as we unpack Romans chapter 12 and step into that public square with courage and conviction. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a awesome day as we dive into God's word. We are doing our goal each and every day, grinding it out. And what's our goal is to change our own hearts so that we change the public square. We can't start with anyone else but ourselves. And so the only way I know how to do that is to have a heart change, is to get into the word of God each and every single day. If you're enjoying this series, Transformed Living, a Romans 12 roadmap, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And also, if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us accomplish the goal I just mentioned. So we're going to dive in. Here's our question today. How do you handle evil? How do you handle evil? We are starting in verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. That's the verse we're going to handle today. But let me read it on. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. So this sub-series of Romans chapter 12, as we finish it up, will be the next couple of days of talking about how do you handle evil. And quite frankly, we're living in a day and age where we are seeing each other opposing ideas and worldviews as not just different ideas, but one is evil, one is good. And there are some evil ideas. I think it's evil to kill kids. I think that's an evil idea. We shouldn't be in the business of killing our children. I think it's evil to transgender kids. I think that's you know, those kind of things. So I'm kind of playing my cards here. Yeah, but how do I respond to that is incredibly important. So let's dive in. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Some translations and other places in Peter, it says, never pay back evil for evil or insult for insult, but give a blessing instead. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So he says a woe to them. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. So the things that you are contemplating in the public square today, as you walk into that workplace, make sure that the things that you are defining as evil align with what God defines as evil. Make sure that those things that you call good, God calls good. Those things that are you call light, that God calls that light. That those things that are in the darkness, or you see as in being in the darkness, that you do the same thing. And bitterness and sweetness. So it's very important that we look at our hearts and think about how we address or how we label being evil, okay? Proverbs 20, verse 22 says this, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord and he will save you. So this is incredibly important that we do not somehow repay evil for evil, but we wait upon the Lord and we ask that the Lord begin to do this. Now, does that mean that we are silent? No. We want to call evil, evil, good, good, light, light, darkness, darkness, sweet, sweet, bitterness, bitterness, because we want to follow after the things of God. And Jesus was not afraid to address these things publicly, and we should not be afraid either. So never pay back evil for evil. Then it says, respect what is right in the sight of all men. And so this respecting what is right is a challenge because It is so easy for our flesh to become disrespectful in the public square. When we are handling truth, when we are handling such sensitive issues and we're passionate about it, that those issues sometimes can be difficult to do. So here's the prescription that God gives in Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord. So the first thing you want to do is, if you want to have respect, you got to be strong in the Lord. Have an eternal perspective over whatever you're in conflict with. Have a foundational biblical worldview of whatever you're in turmoil with. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. It's not your strength or your might. It is God's strength and God's might. You won't out-debate someone in the public square. You have to out-love them and do that in truth. So put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. So armoring it up each and every single day is incredibly important when we're dealing with evil. We want to put on the full armor of God. What's the armor of God? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So understand, we're not wrestling against each other as fellow human beings. We are wrestling against spiritual forces. It is important to have this perspective. Not that we soften the truth, not that we speak a lie and coddle. That's not what I'm saying. But the spiritual battle that needs to take place first and foremost, prior to engaging in that public square battle, it gives you the right perspective that so many people need Jesus and they need to understand the goodness of Almighty God, that he is a good, good God. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist the evil day in the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. Standing firm. We're seeing a lot of people compromising in these last days over different issues and different things that are happening in the public square. And this is the day that we need to stand firm in the things of God. Girding our loins. What's our loins? Our private areas, our mid area. Girding our loins with truth. Are you truthful in your loins? Think about that. We need to have truth wrapped around us, that God is our creator. He created us individually, girding our loins with truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, you have been made righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You have clothed yourself with Christ. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So put on the gospel shoes, the gospel of peace shoes, and allow him to do something just amazing in your heart and in your mind today. And so that you begin to understand that God is a shield of faith about you. He is extinguishing every evil spirit, every evil arrow that's flying at you. So let's pray. I know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle in the spiritual realm. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray as we dive into the spirit realm, God, that God, you would help us to acknowledge that every earthly battle first has a spiritual battle. Go before us today in all things. Surround us in all things. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that are new every morning. God, we thank you for your goodness. God, we need you today. Wrestle, God, wrestle for us, fight for us, God, to stand strong in Washington State, cause revival to be in our hearts, in Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.